Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
I'll get my money out of Bitcoin, and suddenly Bitcoin will
It'll
be a thing
shoot
again.
Up, yeah.
I'll leave it.
I can tell because I can never buy any computer stuff because it all shoots up in price. Apparently, mine with the graphics cards, the Bitcoin.
Nerd alert.
I have no fucking idea.
The graphics cards were going for like for your computer.
Wait, you can mine your own coin?
Yeah, that's what people do. They mine mm-hmm. cryptocurrency. Yeah,
so you can just don't have to buy it. You can just mine it.
You can mine it,
but
and that's how you make
money.
It
takes a ton of electricity and good equipment too. Expensive equipment.
But that's how
so
we're
Chris
getting
Kelly
more
was,
of this. Like, you're telling me that
Chris
people
Kelly
are,
was trying to mine Ethereum in his house.
How do you find it?
Like, in his basement.
I think there's, like, a programs you
yeah,
download.
Yeah, you download
like
programs.
Yeah.
It seems like a total scam.
Well, no, it's part of the blockchain.
It's you got to know what you're clicking on. Like, I look at stuff and I go, I wonder if I can kind of click on it.
It's a computer
go, oh, no,
thing,
go
yeah.
back. Go backward. Get out of there.
I'm sure
click
Riley,
out.
Riley
I'm
can explain
I'm okay, right?
Just turn it off.
I don't have that.
If you click X fast enough, then the virus doesn't download.
I hope
yeah.
so.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
I
think that's
definitely don't have the constitution for clicking on crap that looks sketchy. But there are people out there who are probably like, yeah, this is what you do. You go to the dark web, and then you just get this one thing, and then you're mining.
Oh, I don't think it's a dark web thing.
No, it's not a dark web thing.
It sounds like a dark web thing to me.
But yeah, like graphics cards, like, that were MSRP for like $700 were going for like $3,000.
I don't even. I just.
There, it's
to
it's a computer
show.
Piece
secret
that
show.
Helps with mining.
Okay, all right, enough out of you, Alex.
Yet?
Jesus
I'm sorry.
Christ.
What am I doing here?
Leave all that in. Gonna... This is a warning to
Wait,
all of
we're
you.
We started.
Oh, we started. That really was.
I don't know.
I'm always
no.
starting.
Him talking
Start
about
over.
MSRP cards and.
Yeah, cancel that, Alex.
I don't know.
I'm leaving it in.
Just leave it in. Just leave it in.
All right.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Monday, November 14th, 2022. Sarah Vinny, Bryn, Alex, with all his nuggets.
I'm sorry.
Well, don't
that.
Be sorry. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What?
I'm looking at the calendar.
Oh, I thought Bryn was surprised
about
that.
Yeah. I was
oh,
like,
Alex, you like him?
I was
That's
looking
weird.
At our calendar here, and I was like, wonder if we had any commercials to cut, and I see that we have a potluck coming up this Thursday. Whoa. Interesting.
Here at the
I
station?
Can't make that.
It's yeah. It's,
what time's it at?
12:30.
Yeah, that's, I'm in.
Everyone's invited.
We're out of luck.
Very nice. Maybe we could bring something for the potluck, but then leave. It's nice. It's like a nice holiday thing, right?
Yeah, it says you can come whether you bring food or not. So, I'm just reading. I was being surprised.
It's all lonely people. It's sad.
Listen to this. We haven't started, right?
Sure, we have. Go
no,
ahead.
I don't want to start yet.
All right. Well,
I just said
let's
this
see
is
how
one
this
the...
goes, and then we'll decide.
So I saw this picture of Helena Bonham Carter, right?
Yeah.
And it says, "I was half alive," and I went, "Oh, I got
to
see that."
What happened
so
to
that's,
her?
Well, hold on. Emma Thompson left. So it's not even about Helena Bonham. Emma Thompson left shattered after realizing Harry Potter co-star Helena Bonham Carter was the one her husband and Thor director Kenneth Branagh cheated on her with. So it turns out...
Oh, wow.
Helena is the one that's doing these married men. Does that make sense? Is that right?
Isn't she Tim Burton's longtime
I
girlfriend?
Thought so.
Or whatever the F she is? I don't know about this.
Well, now you do. Get to the bottom of it and report it tomorrow.
I'm not going to do that. You know what? Helena Bonham Carter is. She plays Enola and Sherlock Holmes's and Mycroft or whatever the third brother is. She plays their mother in the movies. Those movies are so good. I'm the only one, huh? The Enola Holmes movies. Okay, never mind. Don't worry about it.
I've been watching Hacks. I like that a lot.
Oh, my God. Hacks,
HBO Max.
Hacks is, for me, Hacks is up there with... Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
And Schitt's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one of those sneaks up on you, real heart.
You fall in love
you
with
love
it.
Love the characters.
Jean Smart, really good.
Jean Smart is amazing. this chick Ava, who's sort of the main character, I guess. Mm-hmm. I love her, but there's all these side characters. Oh man, Hacks, highly recommended. I'm really late to that party. And there's only two seasons. I'm finished with those. Hopefully,
those are like Ted Lasso episodes too. They're like 25 minutes each.
Very short,
so you can just plow
short.
Through it really yeah. quickly.
It's good. I really enjoyed it.
It sounds like this Emma Thompson lady was just really heartbroken, which is nice to hear. Oh, not because I want to hear that people are heartbroken, but you hear these people like Tom Brady's wife's already dating some jujitsu dude.
Whoa.
They've already
or
been
they're friends. Oh, and they yeah. went to dinner right. together. They just both yes. happen to be in Costa Rica.
Sure.
I'm glad for her.
I'm glad for her too, but it's that goes to show you, like, you know, some people.
I guess we see who the goat is now.
Move on.
Our pets' heads are falling off!
Oh, crap. All right, let's start the show. Do the intro.
I already did it.
So, oh, you did?
Yeah, I did it like 5 minutes ago.
No!
It's November 14th.
Just find
14th,
it in there. It's fine.
2022.
No, we already started.
I'm just letting them know the date if, just in case you didn't do it because I didn't hear it.
I did do it.
I didn't hear it either.
And I said, remember, I was
like, your mic
and
even
Alex,
on?
Oh, my God.
I'll have to go check. I don't think I heard it either. Yeah.
Start over.
Yeah,
just
let's start
no,
over. Let's
I'm
start
not
over.
Starting over because I know what you guys are trying to do.
What are we trying to do?
Just trick me in some way.
What are you? What?
I just, you're always trying to trick me.
What we just want the hell? Show to have an actual beginning and
I
not
did
the meandering
I did
that we've been doing for 5 minutes.
I did it.
And what's this trickery you're talking
yeah,
about?
What?
I don't understand. Why would you say that? Mm. Just because Vinny got something out of you one time, accidentally? You stepped in your own poop after you shat on the floor?
What the fuck is happening?
What is happening?
All right, I'm going to read an email to you.
The Sarah Vinny Secret Show for
November 14th.
Monday, November 14th. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, Bryn,
yeah,
all here.
We're all
let's
here
start the
studio.
Show.
Yeah,
go
let's
ahead.
Go. Good job. Bro.
That was a really good intro.
At least somebody did it.
Yeah.
You can't leave out all that other stuff. There was some funny stuff in there.
Yeah, no, leave it
no,
all out.
We're leave, well, it doesn't matter. Just want to make sure.
I mean, maybe not the crypto stuff, but there was some other stuff where he was talking about Helena Bonham Carter.
Are you going to start? What are you doing? Read to us.
You know
we
what? I think it's time
started.
To go.
Oh, my God.
Seems like
don't do that.
Seems
don't
like,
do that.
Yeah,
so people will be super mad.
We're running later.
All right, here we go. This is, they're not, this is a therapist who thinks we suck.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You guys really whiffed on today's.
Okay.
This is, they listened to one from a while ago. This is about blackouts.
Oh.
This is the lady who was at a party.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, drinking. Okay.
That blackout drunk said something that really pissed off one of the friends in the friend group. And now she's got this, is it like a wedding she's supposed to go to? Or do I have that
yep.
confused with
no,
another
that's
thing?
Right. She was going to go to an event where they would all be, including the person that's mad at her.
Right.
And yeah. she felt like she didn't know how to face that.
Right. So that lady like blocked her. On social, on everything, but she's still in the friend group. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, that's right. It happened before the pandemic. So now this is like the first time they're all going to yeah. get together after the pandemic. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we whiffed. It's not about our advice to her whether or not she should go. It's blackouts are not normal.
So, well, let them have their peace.
This is a warning sign of a problem. I am a licensed therapist specializing in addiction and recovery. The bad advice is way off.
Oh,
well, if we said it's bad advice. If this woman said something extremely hurtful, she would benefit from hearing the truth of what she said or did. She may also need to examine her drinking style, Jane in Sonoma. I would like to say, Jane in Sonoma, you're not wrong. Blackouts can very much be a sign of a problem. But people do have those and don't have a problem sometimes. And look, you are a therapist who specializes in addiction and recovery. So, of course, everybody who comes to you is all fucking blacking out, and you know it's, but people, that does happen to people, and people do say awful things. Yes, she should examine her drinking style. Blacking out,
not good.
You don't want it. You know, it's no good. It's bad. Hearing the truth of what you said or did, okay. I also could take a look at that. But whatever it is, you know, maybe you lost this friend, but I just don't think that this person needs to necessarily run for help with the, I mean, examine, but I was not trying to pass judgment on whether or not I think she's an alcoholic.
I do, and as an alcoholic, I can say that this person writing it is not wrong. It is a sign of a problem, or can be a sign of a problem, and it's certainly, if you're blacking out a lot, you have a problem.
Yes.
So,
But if you went to college and you blacked out a couple times,
that's Friday night
for a lot of
people. I'm sorry to report. Like, I'm not trying to condone it. I'm not trying to say it's cool or that you should pursue
but
that.
That wasn't really the problem.
What I was trying to say is that among the people I grew up with and on our scene where we partied a lot, that happened to different people on different nights. And for the most part, it was not the end of the world. Something dumb was said or something dumb happened. And absolutely, everyone knows party fouls are part of the party.
Yes.
It comes, that's like, you spilled your beer. You can't, yeah, yes, I'm drunk and I spilled beer. That's part of the deal.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to lose one drip, but it happens.
You know, luckily, there's a keg.
All those drips are important.
Right.
But it happens.
No, look, so I would say that blackouts are not, should not be a normal part of your drinking.
Yeah, we're not condoning that.
We're not condoning that. And it can be a warning sign of a problem. Our feeling was this woman, while that's going on, her question was about how should she handle seeing this person that she bummed out again. I felt like that was the part that we were trying to address. But just because our advice was bad doesn't mean, I mean, it's in the name. I'm not sure what I'm trying to say. Don't hate us because our advice is bad, because that's actually what we named it for this kind of a situation.
I just don't want that person that wrote us to feel bad for having made or misspoken, or like, these mistakes happen when you're shit-faced. And that's just the reality. Now, look, I can tell you some things I've done and you'd go, yeah that's
you
awful,
actually are,
but I am an alcoholic. But these are things that, you know, fairly normal party fouls that happen to someone when they're blacked out.
Right.
I remember someone going, you hit on that chick last night. And I'm like, no, I didn't. I don't even like her. And they're like, no, you did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, geez. Well, that's too bad.
Right. And so I felt like she wasn't asking us for, she told us what happened. Everybody's had an episode like that. And we were trying to help her shake out the ramifications of it, not solve her. We weren't even wondering if she had an alcohol problem or not. I think we meandered around it.
There was not enough information there, I don't think, to even.
That wasn't really what her question was.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, I blacked out and this happened. It was like, not, I blacked out multiple times.
Yeah, her question was, how do I deal with, you know, going to this party after all this shit happened and went down?
And I think we have two experts on it. We have two sober guys on this show. They can smell an addict a mile away.
I've made a million party fouls, and that doesn't mean that I'm condoning it. I'm not saying it's good. It's just something that comes from, and Sarah, come on.
What? Me?
You're the lady who says I always have to write an apology letter.
Yeah.
Like, we...
No, I listen.
Drinking
brings on,
it loosens you up, and it lets you loose lips, and next thing you know, you've said something you shouldn't have.
And I do think, in my years of research on this topic, the hangover anxiety... Well, look, there are some people who it does not... I watch them party foul fucking hard. I was like, shit, that person just blew their life up. You know who I'm talking about.
I don't.
You do.
Is it me?
No.
Oh.
But it's a person who we watch on the regular and would just waltz into work without, like, what do you mean? What?
Oh, yes, yes, and okay, yeah.
I would be like, I would actually have killed myself over that, because I would have been so horrified by my behavior. Because I, like, I don't know. I just had too much fun, and I guess I have guilt about that. So, like, the next day, I'm like, oh, God, I don't feel good. I must have said something stupid. I must have done something wrong. And I, you know, this anxiety. And, like, in my years of research, lots of people have that. Lots of people have. My son, oh, my God, he called me up. He was like, oh, Mom, I'm like, no, you're fine. Don't. It's like, don't worry about it. I promise you, no one else is thinking about that. You just feel bad. By later this afternoon, you'll be past it. Write an apology note.
Here's an example.
I've been doing that for years. Makes me feel better.
Of a true party foul that I don't believe. My friend still says, you know, it's fine. It happened. It's okay. There's no way I can be forgiven for this. One time we were, me and Danny were just shit-faced. And we're at home.
Who's Danny?
Danny's a guy I lived with at Del Mar when we were, I shared a room with him. And the other guy that lived in Del Mar was in his bed and his bedroom. And so it's the middle of the night. It's probably more like morning.
Okay.
And we're drunk from the having gone all night long.
Is it Danny, the lead singer of Geneva?
No. So we
Is it Danny, Rick Rose's brother?
Nope. None of you know him. Okay. Anyway, we go to open his door to his room and we're drunk. And so at this point, we're thinking, worst case, actually, we're not even thinking. We're being stupid. But we're going to at least wake him up from a sound sleep,
okay,
which is stupid
to begin
with. This
is the third roommate.
This is our other roommate. We go to just, you know, why is the door locked? What? And so then we start walking away like, well whatever. And
foiled again.
Well, and you know, Danny goes, well, what do you think's going on in there? And I'm like, oh, you think, and I say the name of the girl that this guy's dating. You know, oh, you think so-and-so's in there? And I'm loud because I'm drunk and I'm just loud.
Right.
It turns out another chick was in there.
Oh.
And so she hears me say, you think so-and-so's in there? And so then we're out there in the main room, you know, drinking.
Your voice
as
does.
We do.
I swear to God, your voice
it
can wheedle away.
We hear this.
You could be in a car with the windows up two blocks away, and when he hits
that's
the wind
for sure
just
foul
right.
Too. Yeah, yeah that's,
and
yeah.
We hear this door slam, and then we hear another door slam, and our friend comes walking out and is like, you two fucking idiots. What the fuck? And we're like, what's up, man? How you doing? And he's like, what the fuck? And I like, I don't know, what are you asking about? And it's, of course, we said the name of someone that he wasn't with, who then ran off and got in their car and went home. And he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you
oh,
two?
No.
And we're like,
so she was
you
mad
want a beer?
So at that point, he said yes, right?
Well, I don't remember all the details, but certainly there's a party foul.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's awful. Yeah. But that's the kind of crap that happens when people are shit-faced. I wouldn't have done that sober. Mm. I didn't even know I did that. I didn't even know what we were, you know, it took a minute for us to realize, oh, we said one lady's name and you had a different, oh, what happened? What do you mean what happened? She left, you dipshits. Oh, sorry. You want a beer? I mean, that's as bad as it gets, right? I mean, that's
I don't
a party
know.
Foul.
I mean, that's, yeah, that is a, that absolutely qualifies as a party foul. I think as bad as it can look, with lots of bad things happen.
Yeah.
With
a lot of worse things than that.
Much worse
actually
things
do
than
happen.
Well, I agree,
yeah.
But I'm mm-hmm. trying to say, in the spirit of party fouls, that's kind of one that's like, it's on the fence.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's bad all
you
the way around.
You think he's going to marry her? And so
No.
Really
and that's what
beautiful.
I mean. Like, you know, the right. real party foul is boning your wife's sister.
Yes.
Like
that's a solid party foul.
Now you've
foul.
Done the unforgivable and your whole
yeah,
life
I
is
mean,
blown up.
You were drunk. You could say that. Some people are very forgiving. You'd be, I'm always amazed by people who like some shit goes down and then somehow they're like, yeah, we figured it out.
John does Tina and you figure it out?
Well, it's going to take, I mean, we got to talk about this. That's gross. Ugh.
Well, why is Tina so gross?
Because I can't imagine my sister.
Yeah.
Jesus, don't do her.
It's Sarah with big tits.
His big ass cans.
Yeah, she's got
really
big giant
big
ones.
Younger right. version of Sarah.
Yeah, younger hey. Version of Sarah with big tits. Let's do this.
She's not as funny as me. You know, I would be pretty bummed, but... Do I have to examine this right now? I don't even want to
I'm
think about it.
I'm just saying that's one where I don't think you work that out.
Well, I think you might try. After
well, you've often
years of
said,
marriage,
Sarah always says it's not about like if he drunkenly banged somebody as opposed to falling in love with him.
Yeah.
But it's her sister.
Yeah, that's fucked up. But you know what?
You couldn't bone Ellie. At least we'd understand that.
So I guess in this scenario, me and John break up and Tina and her husband break up and I got to go with her husband?
No.
That's good. He's not really my type.
All right.
Right.
The end.
No, I mean, then you start boning everybody at work like you used to do. Like, you work your way through all of us.
All right.
First!
We all get a turn.
Like I used to do?
I don't want sloppy seconds.
I did bang a lot of people at Sears. That's true.
Sears?
And I worked there.
I meet you behind the appliance counter, hey?
You guys.
No, I didn't bang them at Sears. I worked with them at Sears. We went somewhere else to bang.
Between the two of you, somebody better yell second.
No, I said I don't want sloppy seconds.
Oh, so you want to be third.
Danny, I
wanna...
Everybody else is in a relationship where they don't want to bang me.
Oh.
What are you trying to say?
Well, Sarah's throwing it around. Let's all get it. That's what I'm trying to say. Right. What are you talking about?
Sarah's done.
Oh.
Okay, you got to leave all that other stuff in.
What?
I got another. I have another thing that I'll read for you tomorrow that looks pretty good.
Oh, what about
that?
No, we're all right here.
We spent the first 6 minutes talking about fucking inflated graphics cards.
Crap,
what the
we don't
fuck?
Know about.
Doesn't even know what that is. I think that was. Yeah, that part can go. Right, maybe do it where I started the show.
Yeah, I'll just leave it in.
Leave it all in. It's a shit show. It's a Monday. You know, what are you going to do? Send us your emails. Bryn, B-R-Y.
It's a
yeah,
an educational show.
Okay, Bryn at RadioAllstars.com. Bye.